Welcome to Why We Vegan.
Hey everybody, this is Charmaine. Right now, things are a little stressful. You may feel like you don't have control over anything right now. But we do have control over our choices. And there are choices that we can make right now that build our immune system and strengthen our bodies. Think of your immune system as the pawns on a chessboard. Their job is to block and tackle any threat to the queen. Our immune systems are like soldiers. If we give them, nourishment that they need, they can be even more powerful in doing the miraculous thing they do every day, protecting us from harm. That's what they already do. And if we eat certain things and add certain things into our daily diet, we can make them stronger. There are dozens of herbs, vegetables, fruits, and spices that build our immune system. So let me tell you about a few of them and why they are so great. The first one is citrus, obviously. Most people know about that one. It's an easy one to think about when you think about immune system because of vitamin C. A squeeze of lemon in your tea, grapefruit for breakfast or a snack, a clementine, an orange is an easy way to get vitamin C into your body, which is an essential element for good health. And it also helps to increase our white blood cells, which are the immunity boosters. They are sort of like the pawns on the chessboard that help to block and tackle. So citrus fruits. The second one is broccoli. Broccoli has 84% of the recommended index for vitamin C. That's something that isn't normally or widely known about broccoli. It's also packed with A, C, and E. Has great antioxidants and fiber, but it's an awesome immunity booster. So as long as you don't boil your broccoli, and maybe just steam it a little bit. One of the things that a lot of people say about going plant-based is that they don't like vegetables. Because a lot of times, depending on how old you are, some of our vegetables were boiled. And then by the time you got it, it was like a mushy tree and nobody wanted to eat them. Well, now we know we don't really need to boil our vegetables. We need to make sure that they still stay crisp and green. So just a little bit of steam on the broccoli to make sure that it's still bright and crisp. And you're still able to get in all of those wonderful immunity boosting elements from broccoli. The second one is garlic. Garlic is known in almost every cuisine around the world from Egyptian time. It adds a flavor to food, and it's also a must-have to great health. Early civilizations understood the value of fighting infections, and we still know it now. Sometimes, depending on how old you are, you may have been told to bite down on a piece of garlic if you had a toothache, or put garlic in a sock if you had a cold or something, and it would, just like an onion, and it would pull the sickness out of your body. Garlic has awesome medicinal powers. It also has been known to lower blood pressure, and it has immune boosting properties. So garlic, broccoli, and citrus fruit so far. So the fourth one is ginger. Most of us know ginger to be the first thing that we go to if we have a stomach ache. So it's definitely known for its aid to digestion properties. It's also an ingredient that's been around since forever. It decreases inflammation. It can help you if you have a sore throat. And one of the symptoms of a cold, a flu, or even the coronavirus is a sore throat. So having ginger in your tea or eating things that have ginger will be helpful to aid in that if you already have a sore throat. or protect you from it if you don't. And the last one is turmeric. So turmeric also has been used for years in decreasing inflammation. It's a curcumin is the mineral that makes turmeric yellow. And curcumin works really well with piperine, which is an element in black pepper, so that you can get the healing properties of the turmeric into your body. It absorbs into your bloodstream better if you combine turmeric with black pepper. And turmeric is awesome in regards to its variety from a culinary perspective. You could make sweet things out of it, like I make a coconut curry tart out of it, and it's obviously something that's savory. You can put it in chilies and stews, etc. But besides that, it has wonderful healing properties. So this is an interactive podcast. My sweet potato chickpea curry recipe will be in the show notes. And it has 3 of the 5 immunity boosting properties in it. It has turmeric, ginger, and garlic. It also has spinach, which is not on the list because I just did 5 today, but spinach is also an immunity booster. So you have homework. I'd like you to make the sweet potato chickpea curry. It is creamy and savory, and it has a little bit of heat. But if you don't like the heat, you can take out the red curry paste. It still tastes delicious without that. But it is a warm, delicious bowl of immunity boosting loveliness. And it'll be a great way to help fortify your body and give you more confidence and an understanding of just how much control we do have over some of the things that are going on around us. We can definitely make choices about what we eat, and the better we eat, the better our body can do what it is designed to do. So until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to Why We Vegan, the vegan podcast that informs, inspires, and motivates vegans and the vegan curious. If you enjoy our content, be sure to follow us on this channel and social media. I've posted the links in the show notes. Until next time, stay healthy and stay safe.